This is a very good guide. You read this one, you will know the beauty of the Buddha's teaching. But this one, I link it to the success in life. For us human beings, what do you mean by success in life? To be successful in life means what? The usual thing you look for, financial freedom, yeah, it be mentioned one. What else? What else? Of course, when you are young, you got good parents who can guide you, can actually develop the condition for you to have good education or something, then you can excel in academic, isn't it? So that is the first success, when you do well in your academic. Then after that, you come out to work, your career life, career success, when you reach the pinnacle of your career, when you become very successful in the field that you are working on. Then after that, the third success is financial freedom, like what Ng Bee said, so that you can retire early to do the thing that you like to do. Then, what is the next success? Mundane. Means? Family success. You have a good family unit where there is a lot of harmony, a lot of understanding, where there is no divorce, no quarrel, no misunderstanding, nothing. Where everybody can live life beautifully. Through understanding, through the Dhamma way. Then, of course, the last one is more difficult. Spiritual success. The first four is material success. Understand? So spiritual success is to penetrate this teaching and realize the wisdom that enable you to have the spiritual understanding to have the good life. What they call not only success in the mundane sense, but you have the spiritual understanding to take you to the next level. And in fact, in that booklet I mentioned, I reached the pinnacle of five of them all when I was very young, at the age of 35. Although I retired officially from my engineering career at the age of 46 plus. But at the age of 35, I already have all this understanding. So that is what is possible if you really develop the faith, the sadha, the virya, the sincerity, and just sincerely develop the perseverance to cultivate this. And later on, you want to understand much more about life, existence, and the so-called enlightenment spectrum. You can go the bodhisattva way, which will take you very long, but very rewarding, and it's worth it, because when you go through that cultivation of the bodhisattva way, your understanding become very different. If I have not taken that way, I cannot teach you this. To teach you this, you need to go through the bodhisattva way training to have extensive experience and cultivation and perfection to develop all this understanding. Otherwise, it's not possible, because the basic sainthood way is to develop your own enlightenment in the here and the now, so that it benefits you. But then after that life, maybe maximum 7 birth if you just become a sotapan, then after that you cease, you become arahant, then you cease. But you take the bodhisattva way, it can lead to a lot of very different and very wonderful training, which is totally beyond what the sainthood way cultivator can comprehend. Yeah, but that way is not easy to. You must have the affinity, the condition, the understanding, and you must have great affinity with all these great beings. Otherwise, not easy to find a way.